me, Dolph. I'm just sitting in my computer room, and it's like 11 o'clock at night. I was gonna jerk off, but I figured, why not do a little recording? We can make it a little ramble, whatever. I'm gonna kinda whisper, because I think that just feels so much more intimate for these kinds of audios. So I'm just chilling here with my dick out. I watch like 5 minutes of porn just to get myself in the right headspace. I've got me one of these limoncello, whatever, LaCroix. They're really good. You should try it. So what I was thinking was, I just kind of stroke my dick and think out loud about things I think are sexy until I bust all over myself. How about that? Things that are sexy. Some of you might know that I'm bisexual, and sometimes people ask me what it's like, such as, when I'm jerking off, do I think about men or women or both at the same time? Well, the way it works for me is I don't switch between the two. I pretty much make a decision based on how I'm feeling if I'm gonna jerk off to women or men, but never both at the same time. It's sort of like my brain's divided into two halves and I have to decide which one I'm going to sample on any particular evening. But tonight it's gonna be women. So I'm gonna think about what really turns me on about women or being with a woman. And you know, if we're being honest, the number one most sexy scenario is when you've known a girl for a long time and you've been dating long enough that she feels like she has a right to your body. Or I feel like I have a right to hers. So you'll be sitting on the couch, watching TV or a movie or whatever, and they might just be absentmindedly playing with your dick. Or laying on the bed or the couch and snuggling, and I'm just having a grand old time playing with your titties or whatever. And it doesn't even have to lead to anything. You just get to play with the other person like their body is their toy. And there's no nerves or expectations. That's fucking hot. The other thing I find really sexy in a relationship is when sex is just fucking lazy. You just roll over in the morning and, I mean, you fucked 100 times, so it doesn't really matter, but you're slightly horny. So you just start grinding on that girl. You know, just to express your interest. If she's into it, that's cool. If not, whatever. Just fucking lazy. So I just play with your pussy for a minute until I see that you're just wet enough, just barely. Then I shimmy up, slide your underwear out of the way, and slide my cock inside you. We fuck for a little bit. Maybe you get off, maybe you don't. I mean, you had an orgasm last night, so it's not that imperative that you come again, right? I'm just gonna use you just for a little morning orgasm. It starts out like that anyway, but then you get into it, and now we're both fully awake and horny as fuck. So I start slamming my dick into you. And you start moaning my name. And since we're in a relationship, I've got no nerves. And I can just last forever, or I can come whenever I want to. But that pussy feels so good, and I want it to last a little while. Ugh. But it's not fair that I've been doing all the work. So it's your turn to get on top and bounce your titties while you bounce on my cock. That's my favorite kind of sex. Relationship sex. But a close second is fucking the shit out of some slut that I don't know at all. I mean, there is something to nerves, you know, that makes it all the more exciting. Just think, whoever you are listening to this, there's at least some slim possibility that we could have been at some bar at the same time. And I could have been one of those assholes who dances up next to you at the club, starts grinding my cock on your ass. I'm not a very good dancer, to be honest, but I know how to grind my cock on an ass. I don't want this audio to last too long, so I'm gonna have to jump to the point. What I would do to that fucking slut. To you. For whatever reason, that night you had poor enough judgment to come home with me. You shouldn't go home with strangers. But we catch an Uber home. Drunkenly make out in the back. Not caring too much if the driver is watching. Then of course we stumble drunkenly into your apartment. My hands groping your ass all the way up the stairs. Or trying to cop a cheeky feel on the elevator or whatever. Anything to get my fingers down the front of your pants. Just for a quick touch. To see if you're wet already. Keys jingling. You're trying to open your front door, but you're a little drunk and it's hard to concentrate because my hand's on your ass. But you get it open. We close the door behind us and start making out right away. Sloppy fucking making out. Ugly kissing. We both know what's about to happen. I tell you to take your shirt off while we're still standing next to the front door. You hesitate, and I tell you, take it off. And you're a good girl, so you do as you're told. We both know what this night is about. There's no reason to pretend it's anything but what it is. And you're just some bar slut. So I whip my cock out, just through the fly of my jeans. Give you another kiss. And tell you to get on your fucking knees. Suck my dick, slut. I get half hard in your mouth. Oh, and you're sucking my dick with all that you have. You're sucking my dick in your little slut mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking suck my cock. You look up into my eyes from below. Your mouth full of my dick, and you just look like such a fucking slut. I look around your apartment while you're sucking my cock. See what kind of shit you have in there. What kind of person you are. Laughing to myself that I really don't care. But that there's this whole person with all these interests and hobbies and friends. And I'm never gonna see you again. And you're just gonna fucking take my cum and I'm gonna leave. Either in your mouth or in your pussy, and then I'm gonna leave and I'm never gonna see your ass again. And I look back down and you're still fucking slobbering on my dick. Get up, I say. Let's go to the bed. the rest of the way off and just leave them by the front door. My dick still hanging out of the fly of my boxer briefs. Almost completely hard. As we're walking to your bedroom, I wonder to myself, is this going to be 5 minutes and come and go? Am I going to feel embarrassed if I come too fast? Or should I just get my nut and be happy about it? But the truth is, I really want to taste that fucking pussy. Not because I'm a gentleman or anything, just because I fucking love it. So let's find out how much of a slut you are. How horny can you get for a stranger? I take my shirt off and tell you to get undressed. And then I hop in the bed. And I just point to my face and say, sit here. I do love having a sexy lady force her pussy onto my mouth with all of her weight grinding against my tongue. No, that shit's fucking hot, man. So now it's time to find out what kind of girl you are. Are you the kind of girl who's just going to sit there stiff as I tongue fuck you? Are you gonna fucking ride my face? Smear your juices all over me? Sometimes even the shy girls can get into that. And I love shy girls. You never have any idea what to say. But you know how to grind your pussy on a man's face. And fucking love it. So I just dive in there and hope your pussy doesn't taste like battery acid. Nah, it tastes good. Of course it does. It's you. Like I said, I fucking love eating pussy. Fucking love eating pussy. So I've got a hand on each of your ass cheeks. You're pushing that pussy down into my mouth with all your fucking weight, rocking back and forth against my tongue. I swirl my tongue through all of your little lips and plunge it deep inside. You've got your hands on my big meaty thighs to support yourself. You're just throwing that pussy back, man. And I'm eating it all up. Oh, I'm gonna get another drink of LaCroix. I used to call it LaCroix. But then somebody taught me how to be a civilized person and say it properly. Then we get to the good part, of course. And the big question remains, what position are we gonna fuck in? Doggy is classic. It's good for a hookup. Not everybody likes to look deeply into their slut's eyes as they rail them, but I do. You learn a lot about a person when you're first shoving your cock into them. When you barely know their name. And what I love about the kind of girl who brings a guy home on the first night, or even just from a club or a bar, is you do like to fuck. You're not doing it for validation. And you're not doing it because you think I'm gonna buy you dinner or something. You just want the dick. And that's why when I first enter you, your eyes light up. You're looking being so fucking lusty and sexy and slutty. But if I'm gonna look at you like that, it's gotta be boring missionary. It's not always boring. You lay back and we put a pillow under your ass. Then I line up my cock on your pussy and slide it over the outside. Slap it against you a few times. Try to slap the clitoris a little bit. And of course, I'm not just gonna shove it in there. I wanna savor the moment, the first time I fucking enter you. Let's be honest. If I picked you up at a bar, chances are it's not gonna be that tight. So we have to make it hot in other ways. I just barely push the head of my cock into your pussy. Then back out again. And then I push it in again. But this time, I go all the way in. Oh, and smash my pelvis against yours. And just soak in that feeling for a minute. Probably say something dumb like, "You like that cock, baby? You like that cock inside you? Do you feel full?" You want me to fuck you? Huh? You want me to pound this pussy? I don't know if this is hot for you to hear or not, but I'm getting pretty worked up. Just the thought that somebody's on the other end of this, and maybe even listened this far, while I'm stroking my cock somewhere, imagining some type of girl like you. Imagining shoving my cock so deep inside of you. Oh. So anyway, I ask you, do you want to get fucked? Do you want me to fucking rail you? And at this point, you never know what they're going to say. They might think you're an idiot, or they might think it's hot. But if they don't answer right away, you just pull it out and you say, do you want to fuck me or not? You want to get fucked, right? Are you a slut? Are you a slut? Are you gonna moan for me if I put it back in? And then we fuck for a while and it's, you know, it's whatever. So now it's time to try to figure you out. Figure out what really gets you going. How do you like to come? A lot of girls, they can only come in very specific ways. So I could ask you. That would save a lot of time, but where's the fun in that? I've been with enough girls that I know, a handful at least, of the different things that are required for different women. So the fun part is trying to figure it out based on your reactions, your moans. We can just cycle through the different things until we find what works just right. Because it's just a hookup, but I do want you to come before me, if possible. At least once. Where's the fun in it if you don't? Of course, what works for you is when I slide my hand over your neck Because we already established how much of a slut you are. And I push with my fingers against your throat. Just adding a little more pressure, a little more pressure. Watching your eyes until I get just the right firmness in my grasp. And then I know I've got you. And I say, open your mouth, slut. And I put another hand on your throat as you open your mouth. And I spit in it. You are a fucking slut. And that gets me going. Oh, seeing you realizing how fucking dirty you are. And I start slamming my cock in you so fucking hard. Oh, while I keep my hands around your neck. Oh, and your bulging eyes are looking at me so intently. And I see you're starting to reach your orgasm. Oh. So I push harder. And I fuck you as hard as I can. Oh, and then you start bucking your hips. Oh, and I have to keep you down with all my weight. Oh. And your pussy starts gripping my cock so hard. And starts quivering. And you throw your head back. Oh, that's gonna push me over the edge, baby. So now it's time for the big question. Can I come inside you? Of course, the only time to ask that question is when your mind is still fucked from your orgasm. And you pause, and you're trying to think. Oh, you're trying to think you want me to, but you don't. TikTok, bitch. It's coming. Gonna come in you if you don't say so. That would be so rude. So I tell you to flip around and get on your knees. And I slide right back into that pussy. And I put both hands on your ass. Open up those cheeks and take a look at your hole. Oh, I love looking at slut's asshole. No, really, I do. And I'm just pounding you from behind. Spreading those cheeks so good so I can get a full view of my cock going in and out of your pussy. And watching your little butthole flex as I do it. I rub my thumb over your asshole. Because it's just so funny to be touching a stranger's ass. And it really turns me on. But now I really want to come. So I lean you back a little bit. So I can really fucking rail you. I can just see your pussy. I can just see your tits bouncing from the side just a little bit. Oh, and I put my hands around your hips and slam you down on my cock so fucking hard. Because I'm ready to come now. I want to come so bad. To coming just like I am now, and I think about how many guys have come in this dirty pussy. Now it's time for me to leave my mark. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna fuck this pussy up. Oh, slam that fat ass down on my cock.
already slept. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna come in you. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna fill up that pussy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. I'm fucking coming. Oh. And then that post not clarity hits. I'm sorry I called you a slut, baby. You're not a slut. Oh, you're so pretty. All right, well, thanks for listening. I don't know what that was, but I guess I hope you enjoyed it.